the Dominion Resources Corporation as it bought the Kewaunee plant in 2005 as part of a strategic plan to acquire additional plants and build a business around that portfolio. But company officials say they were unsuccessful in acquiring other plants, so it makes sense to sell Kewaunee. According to federal regulators, Kewaunee had improved its safety performance and earlier this year was okayed for a 20-year renewal of its operating license. Charlie Higley heads the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. He says the State Public Service Commission should enforce a 2005 deal with Dominion to review any future sale.
The commission asserted that it believed it had the right to enforce those conditions. The commission can review the sale to make sure it's in the public interest. So we hope that authority won't be challenged.
Higley also says two state utilities, Wisconsin Power and Light and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, have deals to buy power from the Kewaunee plant through 2013. Higley says if those deals are extended, there shouldn't be any major jacking up of rates.
We're hopeful that the sale won't hurt those negotiations or make the power more expensive, which would not be in the best interest of Wisconsin ratepayers.
When he was a state lawmaker, PSC Chairman Phil Montgomery was a big backer of nuclear power and wanted to end the state's moratorium on new nuclear plants. Now he may be asked to protect consumers as a large energy firm tries to get out of the nuclear power business in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.